take the hint. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. I'm sure all of you are following the big Senate debate on healthcare reform, but would you agree with me that the most important development in the whole healthcare story this week has nothing to do with the Senate debate, but with mammograms? This week, a committee of experts came out and said that women under 50 are probably better off not getting routine annual mammograms. A government task force nobody had ever heard of purported to tell women how best to take care of themselves. And women were so outraged, it got to the point where Kathleen Sebelius, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, had to say, never mind.
Our recommendations really are do what you've always done. Read the task force report, but then talk to your doctor.
Women do not want some government task force, even if it is full of experts, telling them to stop doing something they think could save their lives. The report actually was not that outrageous. It was pointing out that because of all these breast examinations, you have young women getting lumps removed that don't need to be removed. The trouble is, when I asked a doctor, can you give me an example of a woman who had an unnecessary operation, he couldn't. The statistics indicate that it does happen, but since cancer is so unpredictable, you can't point to a specific case. So yes, there may be logical reasons for not having a mammogram younger than age 50. But take this as a warning, Mr. President. If you think you're going to cut healthcare costs by telling Americans to get fewer tests when they rightly or wrongly think those tests could save their lives, you're going to lose. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.